Today is Thursday, December 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we'll start out with a little bit of Twitter, because why not? Look at Twitter, and if you guys want to call me, you can definitely call me and give me some content anytime you want to. I'm not going to harp on it, but you certainly can do that. But we are going to look at Twitter, as I like to do. And so first of all, this was not related to, well, maybe it was related to the podcast. Now I don't even remember, but Nessa says, how dare you judge Mark for his Hamilton listening? I was in the top 1%. You guys, first of all, I don't even use Spotify, and Mix Minus is on, we use Anchor, which is owned by Spotify. So I suppose Mix Minus is automatically on Spotify. But I don't have, as far as I know, I don't have a Spotify account because I'm not a, I don't listen to a lot of music other than maybe when we're in the car. Even if it was my choice, I would have on podcasts the entire time when we're in the car. But Mark likes to listen to music, so we listen to music. Right now, we're just listening to our local station that has converted itself to a Christmas station. That's what we do. I don't know if the rest of you guys do that, but we listen to Christmas music from the time that those radio stations start until January 1st or whenever they end, because we, Mark and I both like Christmas music, and it's on. So I know most radio stations or most towns have a radio station that's devoted to Christmas music. And our favorite one is Sleigh Ride, because there's a part, and I've talked about this before, but there's a part where there's that wood slap, and I always say this, but I can't remember which of my 15 podcasts I mentioned this on, but I did that. I was the wood slapper at one point for that song. And so when that song comes on, there'll be a da 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 da, and I surely that came out on the recording. And Mark and I both will do that leg slap with a song, and it always comes on about once every 15 minutes on the particular station that we have. Anyway, I don't have a Spotify account, so I can't even talk, but when Mark told me that he was in the top whatever percent of Hamilton listeners, I just told him that I wasn't surprised, because there was a time after he and I watched Hamilton, which, by the way, I did enjoy it more the second time that I watched it. But the first time, I really did not enjoy it at all. It was just too much. It was too many words. I couldn't. But I think the second time it got better because I knew some of the words already, and then I caught more words. And maybe if I watched it a third time, maybe it would get better again because I would even understand more words. Anyway, I wasn't giving him a hard time necessarily. That's all. So Kathy Bacon responds to what I said yesterday, and she said, I love my two Samsung TVs. I have a 55 or 60-inch curve and a 40-something. And then she says, our LG got a defect that made the screen jump. So I didn't know that they sold curved televisions. I know that they have curved computer monitors, but I didn't know that there was a curved television. But I'm glad that you like your Samsung TV. I feel like I've owned a Samsung TV at some point in my life, but I don't have one now. All of our TVs right now are Vizio. Well, we have Vizio, and then I don't know the brand of the one that Mark owned before we met that's currently in our bedroom. I want to say it's LG. We kind of collect TVs. We don't get rid of the old one when we get a new one. But that pays off right now because we've moved up to larger homes as we've rented and bought. And so right now we have enough rooms to spread the televisions out and have a TV in each room. But the TV that I have that was supposed to go in the studio is small. And if we're going to use this as a media room, we really need a larger room for that, or a larger TV for that. So anyway, the one we got is 85 inches. And that is going to be the largest TV I have ever owned in my life. But we'll see. I think it'll be great. And she also says, Kathy goes on to say in another tweet, my brother-in-law's research everything to death, and then we just copy them. Yeah, I think part of my stepdad used to, he's the guy who subscribed to Consumer Reports, the magazine. Like when, I don't even know if they still release a paper magazine, but he subscribed to Consumer Reports, and he would, even after I got in college, he would mail me clippings from, if I was saying, oh, I think I'm interested in a new car, he would mail me clippings of Consumer Reports with the, you know, particular car models that he thought I would be interested in with the ratings. And even now, we're going to go on this ski trip, supposedly in February, and he gets all these ski magazines. And so he clips these articles out of these ski magazines, and every time they come over to eat dinner, or we go over there to see them, he gives me these articles. I don't read them, but I don't want to tell him no because he's so excited and he wants to give me these articles. But yeah, I think part of that has rubbed off on me though, because anytime we make a purchase, I will generally go to wirecutter.com because Consumer Reports is behind a paywall. But if you go to wirecutter.com, they have reviews and they do all this testing, and then they pick the best of a particular thing. And I found their reviews to be pretty reliable. And so I did go there, although I didn't choose their top pick because it didn't meet all of my criteria around price, size, et cetera, the things that I wanted. And I felt like the Samsung came closer, even though Samsung does not have Chromecast or Android TV built in. So that means we're going to have to plug a Chromecast into it, so that we can do Chromecasting from our devices. They do have their own proprietary screen mirroring stuff that you can do, but I really like, we watch a lot of YouTube, and it's so easy to just connect to Chromecast or connect to Chromecast, and then you cue everything, and I'm not sure that it would work as good with Samsung's own. But we'll see. I mean, we'll try it out. We'll see how it works. I think we have an extra Chromecast laying around. They're pretty cheap, and I've bought them over the years. And if not, they're only $30 or something. So it's not that big. And you can get them at Walmart. You can buy them online, but you can also get them at Walmart. And then there was a big, long chain. Aussie Battler basically said, today on Geeky Gay, Adam totally judges people who live in small houses. My old house is 900 square feet. Should I be offended? And he's asking Kathy Bacon, and she says, no, he's rich. He likes all of us, just not his locals / neighbors. So you're right that I do like all of you. I love all of my Pride 48 friends, all of them. And there are some neighbors that I don't really enjoy. I have not met these neighbors, but just based on the type of flags that they choose to display outside their home, AKA at one point they had a Confederate flag out there. They've had the Trump flag out there. They have some yellow flag that says don't tread on me or something. I don't even know what that means, but they seem like they're very warlike people who may be racist. I'm not sure. So I don't think I would enjoy them. They're probably homophobic as well. So I want to go back. So two things I want to talk about is, first of all, I'm not shaming them because of the size of their house. Yes, it is small. I'm shaming them, though, for the junkiness of their house. If their house was small and it was a cute little cottage with perfectly manicured flowers outside, and they had, you know, a nice little cobblestone path up to it or whatever. I don't know. I'm just making crap up. But if they had something like that that was really cute and nice, or a tiny home, like those tiny homes that you see where they're really cute, but you can just pull them up and park them anywhere. But you can tell, at least on these shows, they look well maintained and stuff like that. If it was like that, fine. But no, these are the type of people who have, like I was talking about, and I don't think they do, but like Gary was talking about, like, oh, do they have appliances on their front porch? This is what I'm talking about, where, you know, they may or may not have a pit bull chained to a tree in the front yard. They don't, but I'm just saying. They may have a washer dryer on the front porch. they have a shed that's always open that has junk in it. They have 15 cars parked in, not nice cars, mind you. You know, I mean, junker cars. They look, basically their house looks like a junkyard. It's more about aesthetic than it is size. I can just tell what kind of people they are. I know it's judgmental. I'm sorry. I'm judgmental. But if you lived in Arkansas, you would see these type of people, okay? You'd know what I'm talking about. And to Kathy Bacon, what she's saying, first of all, Kathy, I believe you and I make similar amounts of money. And I've not said how much I make, so I don't think that's giving too much away. But I, you know, so I don't think you can call me rich, because I think if you call me rich, you're probably calling yourself rich. Also, and I may be wrong about the exact amounts, but I think you make a comfortable living. That's all I'll say. And I don't consider myself to be rich. I consider myself to be middle class. I mean, Mark and I both make a good wage, and we are, what is it, double income, no kids, dink. So the fact that we both have good incomes, but Mark supports his family back home, so he sends a lot of money to the Philippines. So it doesn't quite count as much as it would if he was just keeping all of his own money. I don't know. I don't know why I'm so self-conscious about it. I should just embrace the fact that I make good money. I don't know. I shouldn't judge myself for having a good job. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Oh, and by the way, thank you, Bree, for your email. I'll reply. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.